1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Actually, I was born and raised about 35 miles from here, but never really hung up here in Lamoni at all. That was another world and everything. It was kind of strange. The Missouri-Iowa line was almost like a barricade or something. We just didn't come up this way. I grew up about 100 yards from the RLDS church and went to church there, grew up in that little congregation. We were part of Lamoni Stake and everything, but we always thought of Lamoni as being a million miles away. And so I went to Northwest Missouri State University for college and got my master's degree there also and everything. And to finish it up, had to do an internship, came up here to Graceland to finish it up. So that's kind of how I found this place. Yeah, I don't know if we just thought it was too expensive or it was just, I don't know. No one ever came down to recruit us or tell us about spec or anything. And so, you know, it was kind of funny, kind of strange. My mother was from southwestern Iowa,
okay. But
my father was from northwestern Missouri. So,
great.
Yeah.
So there weren't any other languages spoken in your home, really, mostly English.
English, absolutely.
Yeah.
You bet. Absolutely. Yeah. So we're Midwesterners. If ever there were Midwesterners, so people, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's our little enclave or whatever, but a lot of folks think that we're a lot further south than we really are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because, you know, we're in, you know, south central Iowa, northern Missouri. People mistake it for Arkansas and stuff down that way. So my son, it's interesting because the voice is very, very, is just, you know, just who I am, and it's very, very distinct. But my son speaks exactly the same way, my oldest son.
Really?
So when he answers the phone, people will say, "Hey, Brad, so what are you doing this weekend?" And they'll be halfway into the conversation before Tim says, "Excuse me, I think you want my dad." When I first came to Graceland, I tried to be real conscious of that because I knew I had the real, you know, the real Southern hick type thing and everything. Well, you know, just different, and you know, here we are, much more cosmopolitan and everything. And so, a couple of years, I tried to do that, and I thought, you know what, I'm just going to let her go. We had, what was her name from something like Jack's Lick, Southern Missouri. She was a hall director, and she was so wonderful, and she just let her draw all out, and she didn't care what anybody else thought. And she was, and I thought, you know what, they just gave me permission. I'm just going to talk. My wife says, "Oh my gosh, you know, it drives her crazy. Where did you grow up and everything?" But I've decided I'm just going to speak the way we learn to speak, and, you know, just leave it at that. So
that's great. I mean, we all have an accent. We all have a dialect. You
sure,
know?
It's fascinating.
English, I have it. You have it. You know, and somebody, you know, two states away has something different.
Fascinating,
you know?
Isn't it? It really is. When we moved back, we moved away from here, moved to Omaha for a period of time, and that's when we started to raise Tim. And then we moved back several years later, back to my hometown, to kind of help my father decide what he's going to do with the family business. And my wife swears that in 2 years, our son picked up the dialect. He didn't have it in Omaha, wasn't around it, picked it up when we were back home, and now has it as well. Yeah, and again, me being from Missouri, you know, we went to Kansas City in Independence,
right.
You know, when I was a kid, and so I've had to change. Yeah, moving up here now, everyone goes, the urban area is Des Moines, and so students more and more, they're building a huge mall. It's the largest in the state of Iowa, and it's going to be probably about 60 miles from here, 65 miles, so that's an easy, you know, 50-minute journey for students, and that's nothing. That's not hard at all, you know.
Right.
So, 20-plex theater and all kinds of new restaurants and kind of upscale, right on the edge, western edge of Des Moines. So our students will start taking a lot more road trips, I'm sure. So, I remember you. I had forgotten Mike was with you, but I remember you running that downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
You ought to come and check it out. You ought to.
No, I'd love to see what it looks like.
Yeah, it's cool. It's. And we try to give it a new facelift every year.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's been fun. And Coliseum's still under the direction of this. Clubs and organizations have been added. So we've got about 70 clubs and organizations that we help sponsor and, you know, just kind of help folks establish those groups. And then a lot of social programming. Added conference and events, that's a whole nother area. It goes all year long, but it's really particularly intensive during the summer because, you know, we've got 8 to 10,000 guests that come through the campus. So it's just a lot of things. My mom always says, "What is it you do again?" I go, "It's really impossible." I really don't know because it changes every day, you know. So. So it's been fun. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20.